Howdy, everybody. We're joined by a new guest today. We've got the director of Action for Eastern Montana Head Start in the hot seat today. That's Shauna Sargent. Shauna, thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.
And so you're kind of overseeing quite a few facilities of Head Starts at the moment, but we're kind of focusing here in Fallon County in Baker at the moment. That is your newest Head Start facility, correct?
The newest, yes. First time the program's been expanded in its 30-year history.
Oh, so, wow.
Yes.
Okay, right on. Well, congrats. Well, let's just start off. What age group are we looking at for Head Start here in Baker? What kind of kiddos are we talking about when we're looking at getting Head Start involved?
Yep. So our age eligibility, you need to be 3 years old before you can start. So primarily 3 and 4 year olds, and then occasionally we'll have a 4 year old turn 5 during our program year, and so we'll end up with a few 5 year olds.
Okay, and then so what does it look like cost wise for getting your kid into Head Start?
Absolutely nothing.
Awesome.
Yes, there's no cost. We are able to take up to 10% of what we call our funded enrollment. Our funded enrollment program wide is 126 kids, and so we can take up to 10% of those families in an over income bracket, and then they do that purposefully, and those families also do not pay. So it does not matter what your eligibility to the program is, it's always free.
Awesome. That's really, really neat. And how many kids are we talking that will be able to take advantage of this program here in Baker?
In Baker, we've set most of our class caps at about 18 kids.
Oh, wow.
And we can
quite a few.
Flex a little bit in there for as long as we're meeting ratios for childcare licensing, but approximately 18.
And then do you have some of those filled already here in Baker?
We do have some returning students for next year, which is exciting. And then inevitably, we always end up with kids that transition onto kindergarten. And we always have to search for those next families to join us for the next year.
And so what does a school year look like with Head Start? When do you start it, and when is the kind of end, if you will? You just mentioned you had a graduation this last weekend.
Right. So yeah, Glendive actually did their graduation this morning. I believe Malta is tonight. So we typically start, it usually ends up about the last Monday in August. And then we always try to finish up before Memorial Day in May.
Okay. And so if I'm looking to get my kids signed up for this next coming school year, is there a deadline for that? Or who should I be looking at getting a hold of at the moment?
So Stacy Teeter is our new site coordinator here in Baker. We can get a hold of her or just our program in general through our Facebook page, Action for Eastern Montana Head Start, or we have our website, aemt.org, that covers all of the programs under our nonprofit. You can find us there, and there is an online application that would get your name in, or we can take paper applications as well.
Awesome, cool. And then also the Baker number that you're looking for, if you're looking to get a hold of someone by telephone, that would be 406-778-2010, and I believe that'll probably get you to Stacy. I imagine I'll answer the phone for you. Cool. And then just kind of one more question for you here in regards to the Head Start curriculum. And so we're kind of mentioning it as a school year, so that's something I think people overlook about Head Start, is it does have kind of a school curriculum. Your kids are learning stuff while they're there.
Correct. Any of these programs that are federally funded, you're going to be seeing everything required to be research-based. So our curriculum is research-based. We have a social-emotional curriculum that we follow. We do other smaller curriculums like Handwriting Without Tears. There's tons of education jam-packed into what we do every day. So we use a curriculum called Creative Curriculum. And yeah, it's research-based. And highly structured as far as making sure we hit all of those developmental areas. But a part of best practice with preschool is that things are child-led. And so we don't want to have too many teacher-led activities. And we really try to let the kids take the lead. So.
Awesome. Cool. And then so one more time, when are you looking to get the deadline of your kids in for Baker here for this next school year?
So we're accepting applications now. And we can accept them all summer. Our staff do let out for summer. So there'll be a little bit of delay there. But we encourage families to turn in applications all year long.
Awesome. Right on. Well, this is Shauna Sargent, the Director of Action for Eastern Montana Head Start. And I think you've covered all the bases that I had to ask you. Any information you'd like to get out there at the moment? Floor is yours.
Oh, goodness. I just want to give a shout out to our amazing staff here in Baker. This has been a first for our program to land a new center like this. And we could not be more lucky to have the staff that we have gotten here in Baker. So I do think we have a really, really strong team. And they're going to do amazing things for your kiddos.
Awesome. Check them out. That's Action for Eastern Montana Head Start. You can go check out the facility right here in town. I've checked it out myself. I went to the open house and did all kinds of neat stuff for those kids to learn off of. So yeah, go check it out. Get your kiddo involved if they're 3 to 4 years of age at the right times and meet those deadlines. And Shauna, thanks a bunch for coming in today.
You are sure welcome. Thanks for having me.